Appalachian coal miners and West Virginia's attorney general joined President Trump as he signed his latest executive order. Glynis Board reports this order takes aim at President Barack Obama's environmental legacy.
For the past 3 years, Patrick Morrisey has been at the forefront of the legal battle against the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan, a rule that limits carbon emissions from power plants and requires states to reduce emissions by almost a third by 2030. Legal action led the U.S. Supreme Court to halt implementation of the plan last year. Industry experts caution that the executive order won't change market forces responsible for coal's decline, but Morrisey believes Trump's order could spur job growth in the coal industry.
I believe that there can be a comeback. It's hard to predict exactly what that means in terms of total numbers, but it certainly matters a lot when you can take the regulatory overhang out of the way.
President Trump's order will not rescind the rule outright, but asks the EPA to rewrite the plan. It does repeal former executive directives to reduce the federal government's carbon footprint. It also requests an end to an existing moratorium of new coal mines on federal land and rolls back pollution rules that affect the oil and gas industry. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.